Welcome back to the Red Dice Diaries. Hopefully this is the first of me sort of struggling towards something like a regular schedule with the podcast, because I appreciate I've not recorded an episode in a while. And rather predictably, if you know me, I'm going to start with a bit of a moan. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about something that has been boiling my piss recently. Okay, so there's been something that's really getting on my nerves a bit recently. No, it's not the latest controversy in the OSR world or anything like that. No, it's landscape format books. Now, I'm sure you're all aware of what landscape format is, but just in case you're not, it's basically books that are wider than they are tall. Now, you might say,
John, why are you getting so annoyed about the formatting of the book? Surely it's what's inside it that's really important.
And of course, you are right, unknown person who sounds mysteriously like me with the pitch of my voice altered on Audacity. However, my issue with landscape books isn't really the look of them or the actual sort of formatting itself. It's my belief that the format affects their usability and how useful they are when it comes to the game, and they make it more difficult for you to use them during said games. Okay, so what do I mean by that? Well, I've chosen two books to help me illustrate this. The first is Modiphius Entertainment's John Carter of Mars, or Edgar Rice Burroughs' John Carter of Mars to give it its full title, Adventures on the Dying World of Barsoom. It's a 2D20 game that is run, as I'm sure you've worked out, in the John Carter background, where an Earthman travels to the dying planet of Barsoom, or Mars as we know it. And the other book is the Yun Suin, The Purple Lands book by David McGrogan. And this is a very striking book with an almost luminous pink cover with some cool sort of abstract slash sketchy looking artwork on it. And by and large, Yun Suin is a fucking fantastic book, and I hope to review it shortly. So, what are my problems with landscape books? Well, the first has to do with the area that they occupy. Now, if you take your standard portrait style book, whether it's American Digest size, A5, A4, whatever paper size you can imagine, when you open it out, say you're laying it flat up on your table because you're running a game, it's pretty much taking up a square of space on the table. I'm aware it's not exactly a square, but it's near enough for our purposes. And that's easy to organise the rest of your role-playing stuff around. You know, your pens, your dice, your keyboard if you're gaming online like I do. Easy to organise it around. You can have a little table, that's something I tend to do. I've got my computer desk set up, I have a little table next to it, open the book on the table, happy days, crack on with your game. Now, the unfortunate thing about landscape books are, is because the spine, it tends to be down one of the narrow edges, when you open up and lay flat a landscape book, although it's slightly easier to lay them flat if they're hardback, what you actually get with this is you get basically a long rectangular shape. And I personally find that a bit more awkward to fit onto my tabletop, since you don't really have enough space at the top or the bottom of it to fit all your stuff in. So I just find it a little bit awkward. Now, that's not to say that landscape format books don't have their good points. One thing that the landscape format is really good for, and I'm sure there are others, is it's really good for showing large sort of panoramic landscapes when it comes to artwork. And if I have a look at the Modiphius John Carter of Mars book, which, although 2D20 isn't my system of preference, the book itself is a beautiful thing. On the cover sheet on the inside, we've got a sort of old style map of Barsoom, and flipping through it, you can probably hear the cover bouncing on my keyboard there. There are a number of landscapes of Barsoom, these really panoramic pictures which help to capture the grand sort of scale of Edgar Rice Burroughs' work and the subject in question. And that is absolutely brilliant. Or rather, it would be brilliant had I purchased the book as an art book. Now, I'm aware that many people, myself included, love to have a book with nice pictures, artwork that complements the text and makes the experience of reading it a bit more enjoyable. And I know I've waxed lyrical before, and I know people have certainly heard me talking about how if it came to a choice between the content or the art, I'd pick the content, the sort of written word, every time. However, that doesn't mean I'm blind to the allure of works of art. And I think the John Carter of Mars book and Yun Suen, which are a very striking visual style, they both look absolutely beautiful. However, if I want to buy an art book, there's no shortage of them out there, and I can easily go and do that. If I'm buying a role-playing book, I'm buying it because I think it's going to be of some use to a game that I'm running either now or in the future. So I want it to be as easy for me to use as possible. And I don't find that I get that with the landscape format. Now, one thing I will say about the hardback landscape format book, such as the John Carter of Mars book, is that if you have got enough room to open it out and lie it flat, it stays flat on the table. You can turn the pages. Okay, it's a little bit more awkward than a portrait book, but you know, you could get around it as long as you've got a big enough table. You don't need to put loads of other stuff on there. It's absolutely fine. I've got my copy sat on a little table as I'm doing this, and my copy of Yun Suen is sort of overhanging the edge of the table because that massive oblong shape's a bit awkward to do on my little square wooden table. Might just be my table. You might have long rectangular tables and be fine with it. But one thing I have found is the softback landscape books aren't quite so good for this. Now, if you lay them flat on the table, yeah, they're okay. The pages can show a tendency to flick back over depending on the thickness of the paper. Not so much a problem with Yun Suen. It's got some nice thick paper. You can lay it flat. That's absolutely fine. However, if you want to pick up the book in one hand, so for instance, you might be holding it in one hand, addressing the players, but you want to look at the players and just glance back to your book, that's very easy to do in a portrait book. And I could probably get away with it with the John Carter of Mars book. You know, I just sort of have to balance it a little bit precariously. However, the Yun Suen book, because each page is effectively longer than it is tall, and it doesn't have the strength of the hardback spine to support it, as I'm trying to hold it up in one hand, the pages are flopping about everywhere. It's going to be difficult to turn the page. I'm going to have to put more time and attention into it than I want to. And to be honest, I don't really want that getting in the way. And yeah, you could say it's only a few seconds here and there, but if you have to look at a book several times during a game, that all adds up. And I'd far rather be paying my attention to the actual players. Now, I'm just going to point out again that this is not intended to throw shade at the John Carter of Mars or Yun Suen books. I think both of them are very interesting RPG books, and Yun Suen in particular is a very, very cool sort of sandbox setting that I can't wait to run sometime, and as I said, I hope to do a review of in the future. I personally just do not really see the appeal of this landscape format. Now, before I start going on for too long and moaning and start moaning about the good old days and stuff like that, the last point I'm going to mention is that, as I'm sure you've seen, if you've seen any of my videos or anything like that, or any of my actual plays, I have some big bookshelves in my room where I put my roleplay books on. And when I'm looking for a roleplay book, what I like to do is I like to go along the shelves and I look at the spines of the book that have the titles on. I select the one I want. I've got them sorted roughly into genres and systems. And I pull out the one I want, start reading it. Happy days. However, if I try and put one of these landscape books in so that the spine is facing outwards, the book sticks out from the bookcase by about 2-3 inches, depending on the size of the book. Certainly the John Carter of Mars book would stick far, far out, although I don't think it'd be as bad with Yun Suen. But I don't want to be accidentally knocking into my books as I'm walking past them and knocking them off the shelves and potentially damaging them. So what I've ended up doing is turning them up the other way and putting them on the shelf. And you might say, well, great stuff, John, that's that problem sorted. Well, it is, but that means that you can't see the spine of the book. So there's a few times where I've been wanting to pull out one of these books and I've been going around my shelves and I've just gone, oh, where's that gone? I can't see it on the shelves anywhere. And it's there, it's just that all you can see when you look at it are the size of the sheets of paper that make up the pages. You can't actually see the spine. And let's face it, if you want people to read your book, which I presume you do because you've released a book, surely even once they bought it, you want them to be able to spot it on their shelves and go, great, I'm going to settle down for a good session of this particular game system. So I think to sum it all up, if there was one thing that I was going to climb a high mountain and shout from the roof of the world, it would be, don't release your books in landscape format. And that's my ramble for this Friday. If you've got any thoughts about landscape format books, you want to chat to me about this subject, you want to disagree with me, you want to agree with me, absolutely fine. And if you want to do that and let me know about it, you can reach me by email, either at reddicediaries@gmail.com, or you can go onto the Anchor app and leave me a voicemail message. I really do love getting voicemails. It's one of the best things about running a podcast for me. And especially if you struggle with content like myself, it helps keep those ideas going. And it helps sort of foster this feeling of community between the people who are actually making podcasts. So please do not hesitate, even if you maybe think, oh, I'm not too sure about it. Get in touch, leave a voicemail. That'll probably get played in one of the shows and I'll do my best to respond to it. So until I speak to you again, take care. And whatever game you're playing, whatever the format of your book, have fun and enjoy yourselves. Take care.